This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia.
Last Sunday, we were praying with the Gospel from St. John and Jesus asking the question, "What are you looking for?" And so we entered into that in prayer, and I invited all of you to pray with that over the week. What are you looking for? Hearing Jesus ask you that question personally. And as we looked at that question, we realized that it's a question that is an invitation into a very deep and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We also learned about Sherry Waddell, the founder of the St. Catherine of Siena Institute, which is an institute that has been working for the past 20 years to help the lay faithful really re-engage in their faith and in the church's mission, and calling them to discover their gifts given to them at baptism. And as Sherry did these interviews and research projects, engaging with different Catholic parishioners throughout the nation, she discovered a chasm, as we learned. And she asked one of the ladies who is very involved in her Catholic parish the question, "Could you describe briefly for me your lived relationship with God at this point in your life? Could you describe briefly for me at this point in your life your lived relationship with God?" To which this woman, who was very active in her church, answered, "I don't have a relationship with God." And so that answer was shocking to Sherry, and she realized that there was something going on within Catholic parishes, that even amongst those who are active in the practice of their faith, that many Catholics did not really believe that they had a personal and lived relationship with God, with Jesus. And Sherry discovered that there's really three journeys that we embark upon in our Catholic life. The first is becoming Catholic, the sacrament journey being we become baptized and confirmed and receive first Holy Eucharist, and so we're fully initiated as Catholics in the church. The second journey is the active Catholic journey, meaning now that we're Catholic, we regularly receive the sacraments, attend Mass with regularity, and probably are involved in the life and mission of the church at our parish. The active Catholic journey. But then she said there's a third journey, the intentional discipleship journey. This, of course, is the personal interior journey of one's lived relationship with Jesus Christ. The intentional discipleship journey. One's personal interior journey of a lived relationship with Jesus Christ. This journey is often set aside. Now, the first two journeys are essential, becoming Catholic through the reception of the sacraments and receiving salvation through the sacramental life of the church, and becoming active in parish life as well. But that we as Catholics don't necessarily think of ourselves as disciples is where Sherry discovered this chasm, this break. And so what is this intentional journey of discipleship? It really becomes a conscious way of living our relationship with Jesus, that we begin to share that relationship with others. As Catholics, we're comfortable talking about our faith and the teachings of the church with one another, but it's harder to speak to others about answering the question of describing our lived relationship with Jesus at this point in our lives. Now, if we're around other people who talk about their personal relationship with Jesus, it might even make us feel uncomfortable. We might think they're being too Protestant. We're not used to talking about our personal relationship with Jesus, or even thinking that we ought to have one. And so because of that, it becomes a do not ask, do not tell kind of culture in our church, where we just don't talk about our personal relationship with Jesus with one another. It's not seen as being normal. And for those that do, they're seen as being too zealous, too on fire, too Protestant. But what is discipleship? It is never unconscious. We don't wake up one day and realize, oh, I'm now a disciple of Jesus. Discipleship is conscious and always intentional. And so that brings us to the gospel. Jesus calls Simon and Andrew and James and John. He says, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." What do? They abandoned their nets and followed him. Discipleship is absolutely intentional and conscious and chosen. Discipleship is a drop the net moment in one's life when we realize we let go of the control of our lives and abandon ourselves completely to Jesus in a relationship with him, actively and consciously following him and building a personal relationship with Jesus each and every day of our lives. Being a disciple is not accidental, and it's not cultural. It's not just deciding to follow all the rules again. "Come after me," Jesus says, the invitation to be a true disciple. Discipleship is for those who are on the way, but not yet saints. Discipleship is for those who are on the way, but not yet saints. Does this now seem more familiar to us? Discipleship is not for the super holy, or the people who have their lives all together, or people who are already saints. Discipleship is the journey of a personal relationship with Jesus that is intentional. This journey of discipleship is the rest of our lives. It takes the rest of our lives to continue this journey with Jesus. And we can come into the point in our faith where if we find that we're active in our faith and we're coming to church regularly and we're somewhat involved in parish life, we might believe that our journey is over, that we here, well, we're the ones who have, we've arrived, our journey, our search is over. And we go on autopilot and we check out and things become rote and routine and habitual. But is it relational? And so that's really the call of intentional discipleship, is recognizing that we must continue to follow Jesus in building a personal relationship with him. Discipleship is this drop the net moment, as I said, where we recognize that we drop our whole lives of desiring to control our lives, letting go of that, and taking up the journey to knowing and following Jesus. Discipleship is Jesus' work in us. Jesus chooses his disciples. His disciples do not choose him. As Jesus tells us in John 15, "It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you." In the time of Jesus, men who wanted to follow a rabbi would study the different rabbis and learn about them, and then they would eventually choose a rabbi and ask them to be their master, to be one of their disciples. But Jesus reverses that. He goes out and he calls and selects his disciples by name, always personally and always individually. And the ones who accept his invitation to come after him and follow him are disciples. And so, my brothers and sisters, we must believe that Jesus is calling each of you and me to be his disciples. Discipleship is not for people who have their lives together or have everything figured out. Me, as your pastor, if you look at me and think that I'm here because I finally have my life together and it's all figured out and my relationship with God is complete and perfect, then you're sorely mistaken. My journey of discipleship is each and every day trying again and again to grow closer to Christ, constant ongoing conversion, deepening my prayer life, deepening my knowledge of Jesus, continual confession, adoration, loving God's people, serving my neighbor. This is discipleship. It means the journey continues each and every day. Ultimately, all the journeys go together. The journey of sacramental initiation, the journey of being active in our faith, and the journey of being intentional disciples. All three together. That is the ideal Catholic. We want to follow Jesus, but we set up limits and try to control of our controlling our lives. We're reluctant to completely follow Jesus because we're afraid of losing control of our lives. We're afraid of the future, what it will mean to follow Jesus completely. We lack trust and we doubt his goodness. But the disciples called by Christ in the gospel today didn't know what it meant to follow him completely, what it would entail for their lives. They just accepted the invitation wholeheartedly. They dropped their nets and took up the journey of knowing and following Jesus personally. This is what it means to be a disciple. Each and every day that we get up, what are we doing to intentionally choose to know Jesus and follow him? We're here at Mass this Sunday. What's going on Monday through Saturday in our lives? How intentional are we really at growing close to Jesus? And that is the challenge of discipleship, my brothers and sisters. Jesus wants us to be his disciples, and he calls us out of his intense love for us. So never doubt that you and I are called to be his disciples. Closing with some words from Sherry Waddell's book, The Forming of Intentional Disciples, on what it means to be disciples and how it transforms the life of a parish. She writes, "We have seen it happen over and over again. The presence of a significant number of disciples changes everything. A parish's spiritual tone, energy level, attendance, bottom line, and what parishioners ask of their leaders. Disciples pray with passion. Disciples worship. Disciples love the church and serve her with energy and joy. Disciples give lavishly. Disciples hunger to learn more about their faith. Disciples fill every formation class in a parish or diocese. Disciples manifest charisms and discern vocations. They clamor to discern God's call because they long to live it. Disciples evangelize because they have really good news to share. Disciples share their faith with their children. Disciples care about the poor and about issues of justice. Disciples take risks for the kingdom of God." My brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling each of us to come after him as his disciples. Let us drop our nets and take up the journey of knowing him and following him personally. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Lucas Rossi of St. Michael's Catholic Church of Gastonia on the Carolina Catholic Radio Network, AM 1270 Charlotte, also streaming at carolinacatholicradio.org and on the Carolina Catholic Radio app.